In Florida, like in many other states, college-bound high school students have to take a foreign language, maybe Spanish, French, and soon maybe coding. Florida is poised to become the first state to allow computer coding to fulfill that foreign language requirement. Supporters say in a competitive job market, computer skills are as important as speaking another language. Here's Lynn Hatter of member station WFSU.
At Leon County's Sale High School in Florida, a 3D printer whirs away. It's turning PVC pipe into a red Lego-like piece for a robot. This is the Octopirates Robotics Club. The students will soon compete in a national contest with their hand-built robot. It features a square metal frame with 8 rubber wheels and a scooping arm. Teacher Jason Burdick explains.
So yeah, these are our front manipulators. So this is where our ball intake comes. We grab the ball, we sandwich it between these two jaws.
Many of the Octopirates, like student Rom Moore, are self-taught.
I mostly learned on my own, and I took AP Computer Science. And then from there, I've taught myself a lot of higher skills.
Most technology runs on computer code, but it's not widely taught in Florida's public schools. Lawmakers hope to change that. State Senator Jeremy Rink wants students to have the option. Instead of taking French or Spanish, why not a coding language like Python, Java, or C++?
Whether you go into politics, it doesn't really matter, sales. You need to have a technology understanding in order to compete in life and in order to compete in a professional environment.
The idea is getting wide support. Florida students don't have to take a foreign language to graduate from a public high school. But the state's public university system does require at least 2 years of study in another language. Not everyone is happy. The Florida Foreign Language Association's Linda Markley argues coding is not the same as a foreign language.
World languages meets the needs of the business industry today, and we have interviewed them, and they are in agreement that when it comes right down to it, if they need to hire someone for a job, a world language skill is going to trump any other skill that they feel they can train them on the spot.
But business leaders seem to like the idea of substituting computer coding for a foreign language. Here's Microsoft Chairman John Thompson.
If you had a chance to take coding, and coding triggered a thought in your mind that, gee, I can do this and do it well, and it has the long-term consequences of a career in technology, mm-hmm. which right now are some of the highest paying careers in our country, why wouldn't you do that? I think that's a great idea.
Back at Sale High School, student Alexander Olson says he would have rather taken a coding class than the 2 years of Spanish he got in middle school and has largely forgotten now.
I think this would have stuck with me a lot longer, and it would have been something I'm a lot more interested in.
Texas has something similar to Florida. In that state, students can take computer science if they first take a foreign language and perform poorly. Alabama now allows computer science to count toward math graduation requirements. Florida would be the first to substitute coding for a foreign language. The bill is expected to pass this week, and the governor has indicated he'll sign it. For NPR News, I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.